Hey everyone, welcome to the Hobby Streakers, Season 2, Episode 21. Well, I don't know if you heard that one. There's a little bit of thunder on my side. So, Hobby Streakers, what are we talking about? We're talking about doing 30 minutes of hobby every day for the longest streak possible. My co-host, as always, Liam, is on 2043.
Woo!
Jeez, getting close to 250. 2050. And I am currently on 871. So yeah, how's everything going? Good?
It's warm.
It's warm.
It's well, very warm.
On your side of the pond it's warm, on my side it's not.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty crappy today. It's been okay lately, but yeah, it's just not like oof, yeah. Today
we are back to full on do the hobby in the evening.
Because it's too hot during the day. It's
too hot to paint during the day.
Hey. Alright, well, speaking of painting, what are you painting today? You didn't put it in. The thing is,
I didn't, no.
Because you didn't know? You don't know? You don't want to?
I don't know. I'm starting painting the Questor Soulsworn Warband.
Okay.
From Warcry and Nightmare Quest.
Oh, no,
I've put a video together about building them. Basically a sprue review. The sort of things I normally do. So I've had a little bit of a chat about the lore and the background of the units. And sort of like, this is what's on the sprue. This is what's left over on the sprue. How I build them and any issues with building them.
Cool.
So once I've got these, I mean, probably not like done, but in a slightly better state, I'll finish building the rest of the box and do the videos for those.
Cool. So what are they for?
They are boxed as Warcry models. All but because right. Warcry is an Age of Sigmar game, you can use them in Age of Sigmar. So I'm going to use them in Age of Sigmar.
Cool.
For my Stormcast.
You're not at all going to even play Warcry?
Warcry is not one of the games that's in the rotation at our club. But they are available to be used for Warcry. So if anybody wants to play Warcry, then
Are you gonna do both sides?
Yeah, I play both the armies in the box set. So the box set is just big thumbs from me.
Yeah, it was a no-brainer for you too, huh? To buy it, yeah, for sure.
I get two new sets of models and some terrain. Sweet. I'm down for that.
Alright, cool. Well, this is gonna
and piss you me off.
Well, so
You actually remember to put it on the show notes.
Yeah. I actually got my Witcher The Old World board game, which comes with a bunch of minis. So I've started, well, we played a few games first, and then I started priming the first set of minis. That was a mistake. Yep, that was a big mistake. Ow. The first set of minis, not all of them, is just literally that's about a third of them, and even in that box it's just a few of them, and They're the smallest one, because after that you got the monsters that are way bigger. I mean, there's a fiend that's huge. There's a golem that's also massive. A couple of, well, there's a giant and a cyclops, which are, well, giant. So they're pretty big. And so, yeah, so today I am painting a droner. Which, yeah. I don't know if we had it in the game already. I don't think we had the droner yet. Because you randomly choose what monster you're fighting and putting on the board. And yeah, it's a fun game.
Yeah.
Which gets me to what have we done in the past 2 weeks. And, well, I played Witcher. Long games. That first game probably took us 6 hours, roughly.
Mm.
Over a couple of days. Because you're trying to figure out the rules at the same time.
Yeah.
The second game, we stopped after, I think, 3 hours. But we could have just kept going and just finished within the next, like, 30 minutes, probably. We had not a dispute, but I actually went on the Facebook to ask, because I wasn't sure who won the... You can fight Witcher against Witcher.
Right.
Which my son attacked me and thought he was going to win. And we ended up tying. But as I was the one doing the attack, I ran out of card. And I made him discard his last card by attacking him and doing 1 damage. So, technically, I was the winner. And I went on the, like I said, I went on the Facebook group and everything, and they ended up being an argument with the guy. Well, not an argument, because it was pretty civil, but the guy was like, well, no, it's when there's a tie, it's the one that initiated the entire attack, the entire battle, who wins. And I was like, yeah, but no. Because in the rules it says, because I'm like, well, you know, that happened. I think I won, but, I think Witcher 2 won. Is that the case? And the guy was like, no. And then I went back to the rules, and then I came back, and I'm like, well, yes. So, yeah, it was kind of, it was funny. But, yeah. And I still think that I won because of what it says in the rules. But yeah, it's a fun game. It's a card building game, so it's, but yeah, it's been fun to play.
Yeah.
And what else did I do? Well, so I printed 3D printed, well, design and 3D printed those guys, which let me see if you can. Can you see me?
Yeah.
This case. Which is a F1 track.
Ah.
And so I printed a lot of them. And I made a lot of them. Because you can buy those, like, already made and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, no. I'm not paying for that. But then, so I went and I started looking at how to basically... do those myself. So finding the track, putting them in a... sorry, I'm looking for... Here we go. So putting them, you know, finding the track detail without all the stuff on it, removing if I had to remove some of the stuff, then putting them in a... in the Fusion 360... extruding, blah, 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 modifying so they're all the same width. And yeah, and that's pretty much how I did them. And nice. And then printed them. And I started, those, the one that I showed, I started doing putting some wood filler on them just to smooth them out. And yeah, it's, so that was a fun project that took me a while. So I've done all of the ones that they've raced on so far. And what I want to do is I want to break free. I want to print the next one during the Grand Prix, the next Grand Prix, because they take about an hour and 40 something minutes to print, roughly.
Yeah.
So basically, it's just like, hey, the Grand Prix started. Let me start the print. And then it'll print the track as I then, yeah. And I keep going. And I have, I'm going to put them in that wall there.
Like, so you're going to race the F1 drivers, basically.
Where's my 3D printer? No, but yeah, no, I thought it was a fun idea to do that, just to print them as we go, basically.
Nice.
So that's what I'll do. Oh man, I cannot. I'm not gonna be able to do his teeth. There's no way. I'm gonna need my super glasses to do that.
Super glasses.
Yeah, because I cannot see shit.
Oh. Activate blind mode.
Yeah. All right. So, for the eyes of the thing, dead white seems to be a nice color, considering that.
Kind of so what I've done?
Oh wait, is that it?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's about it. And I worked on my game also, a little bit.
So, yeah. So I finished.
And I started looking a little bit at Majestic
13,
which I will talk about it after in the first look.
So, yeah. Cool. So I finished my Sirens of the Flame. Look.
Wait. I'm fighting with my wet palette. Oh. Ooh. French me.
Yeah. Nice. So they're a Warcry warband from the last Warcry box that I bought when that came out. A year and a half ago.
For someone who doesn't play Warcry, you sure have a lot of Warcry stuff.
Mm. Yeah. They're not even the warband in that box that was part of one of the armies that I was playing at the time. So don't know why I'm painted them first. It's fun. So yeah, got some. Was it? It's eight models. Kind of took me a while because they're all basically mini characters.
Okay.
And my strategy of painting units is generally like a more batch painting style. It's just took me a while because of the way that I paint. In between doing them, I did Domitan Storm Coven, which I started at the last episode. So they're all done. They're ready to go. I primed some bases for another project that I've got coming up. And as part of doing that, I figured out wet wipe marble.
Wait, what?
Wet wipe marble.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw you did some testing on it.
Yeah. So I've cracked it at least once. So
that's good.
That's on a flat base. And I now need to work out.
I tried before, and it just did not work for me. So,
yeah.
What did you do? What do you think is the key?
You got to make sure you've got the wet wipe pulled apart more than you think you would.
Okay.
Basically, and don't be afraid to put another layer of the color you've just done down. So what I did like mean? I did a gold base. And then I did grey over the top. Mm-hmm. And I took the wet wipe off after doing the grey and went, it looks pretty good, but probably put a little bit more down. So I've stretched my wet wipe out a bit more in a different place, put that on, done another layer of grey on. Actually, that looks pretty nice.
Okay, cool.
And then I've done another bit, put the white on, and gone, yeah, bit more white though. More stretch, more stretch. Final bit of white. It looks good.
Uh-huh. But yeah, no, I saw the.
I'm planning to do that on some 3D bases rather than on flat panels, so I don't know.
Oh yeah.
Don't know how I'm going to get that onto flat, or from flat onto, yeah. I'll figure it out. Yeah, that's it. I've not done a lot in the past 2 weeks. I've just been sort of like cracking on.
Yeah, no, yeah, which is what you've, you know, yeah. But, all right, cool.
There's also not a lot of shout-outs.
Well,
there's two big ones.
I don't think there's a lot of people who started, you know, hey, let me, I don't know what to do this summer, let me start, you know, let me start doing that, so. Yeah. So I think that's maybe also.
So on Twitter and Instagram, we've got on Twitter at Josh Becker, on Instagram Beer Holder Barbecue and Hobbies, who has hit his 1,000 day hobby streak. So big,
nice,
big claps for you. Josh has decided that he's not going to do daily updates anymore because he's built the habit. And he's just going to crack on. Thanks for joining us for the past 1,000 days. Even if you don't listen to the podcasts,
words,
part of the community. It's nice to have you around. So
yeah, definitely.
He's just finished painting the Terminator from the Year 2 Warhammer Plus model.
Okay.
We've got Norm Nondorf on Twitter, who recently hit his 2,000th day.
Nice. So another one in the 2,000 club.
2,000 club is
growing.
Me, Zach, and Norm.
Cool.
And we've got Uwu Rain Uwu on 400 days. So,
jeez. Sorry.
She's been doing some dungeon terrain at the moment.
Cool.
Slowly losing her mind, painting chests and doors and
yeah,
other such paraphernalia.
Cool.
And over on Instagrams, we've got JT Miniatures on 300 days. And that's all I've seen.
Okay.
So
yeah, not too surprised. Like I said, it's
big thumbs to everybody. Good job.
Jeez, man, it's really coming outside. Like it's, if I lose power, we know why.
Yeah.
We've been there before.
Toby's not here though, so he should be all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all the shout outs.
Yeah. All right, cool.
So in our first look, we've got the new Snarling Badger game, Majestic 13.
Have you looked at it?
I watched Warhammer Weekly.
Yeah, that's what I was going to
say. Where they didn't really talk about the game. Or
what are they talking about? Did I watch the wrong? Well, because I watched one and they did talk about the game a little bit.
Or I started watching it and I had to go do something else.
Which is, yeah.
I don't remember.
So, Magic 13 is basically a alien invasion planetary defense, which is an XCOM / X-Files kind of game.
Yeah.
I did get the book, which is on its way, I believe. And I did get the cards, because they have some cards, so they actually for once made some cards, which they don't usually do, but this time around they actually did some cards, cards for the different type of monster and for base building and things like this, because there is a base building part of the game. So yeah, looking forward to it. I have not yet delve deeply into the rule set. I know that as per the name, there is 13 factions that you can choose from. It is a solo or co-op game. You can also play one against another, but not against the aliens, but you know, as if you were doing a training exercise between two factions, basically, kind of thing. So that's kind of what you do. Now, I've watched the battle report against, that Vince did. And there is one. So there is only one alien that is fighting, but the alien has a massive hit point. It's like 100 and something. So pretty huge. So you guys are basically hammering at that thing, just trying to get it down to zero as fast as you can before that thing just hammers you, because of course it is quite powerful, and all the aliens are a lot faster, a lot stronger than you, and they can melt your brains and stuff like that. So pretty really cool. Really liked it. Thought it was really interesting, and looking forward to getting the book and trying to play the game. I have plenty of, so you make a team of basically, they're saying five guys.
It's pretty five much
I think it's yeah I think it's four or five. You're making a team of five guys that are just regular military, so my little dudes like this will be perfect. And he says, you know, men in black kind of thing. And so all my dudes are all painted the same way, and they all, and I don't know if it's gonna be on the video, but man, it's really,
the I storm can't is hear coming anything. Out.
Well, the storm outside is going blam, 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 blam. So anyway, so my little troop of guys, which are on the board right now. So all those guys, they're all painting the same. So they're going to be perfect for that game. And then monsters, I mean, I have enough. I'm sure I can find something that looks alien. I probably do have some aliens somewhere. But yeah.
Well, you've got your Witcher beasties as well, haven't you?
Well, yeah, some of those monsters will work. I mean, I got some guys like this dude that looks like, you know, like he could be an alien, like for sure. Like some D&D, whatever. I mean, it's, again, as with every single one of their games, it's pretty easy to find minis for it. Let's just put it that way. Yeah, I know I have somewhere some actual aliens type looking dude. I did some XCOM Thin Man, I think, looking dude. So yeah. Alright, so this guy is a droner, so I think I'm gonna water his base. Gonna make it look like, because it looks like a nest on top of water, maybe. I don't know. I'll put some water on it. I don't care. It's going to be you. So, yeah. Looks pretty simple. D20 dice. You know, a lot of check against each other, yeah, kind of thing. So, which is, you know, the normal thing. I think it's Vince likes is he likes his, you know, like the dice and, you know, are you kidding me? I cannot find the word anymore. The probability.
Yes.
He likes his probability and he likes, you know, things to make sense and to be, you know, like properly balanced and everything. So, yeah.
Did you just just have a big lightning strike?
Why?
Because I had a big buzz.
No.
No. Okay.
Like, I had a few, but not at this time.
Okay.
But yeah. So, hey, look again. Really like the artwork. Looks like, you know, the old files and everything from, like, again, stuff like X-Files and the 1940s and things like this, because it's supposed to basically be from the 1940s or something like that, where they just went, something landed somewhere else, not Roswell, the other one, I don't remember, and
yeah,
and so on and so forth. And so the background story is pretty funny. During his live stream, he was talking about this guy that is apparently a whistleblower for the government, has alien stuff and all this. I was like, yeah, no. But anyways, it's funny that it came out at the same time as this. So yeah, it's kind of free publicity for them for their game. It's contemporary, let's just put it that way. Mm. With what's going on in the news, but yeah. So, looking forward to it. Again, already have everything. Won't need to build or print or do anything like this. He was talking about, so if you want some minis, he used Wargames Atlantic. There is a Hoorah pack where you can build any which way you want. There's like a whole bunch of different minis. And, you know, it's kind of like the troopers and stuff like that for Stargrave.
Right.
From North Star. So one of those boxes, which where, you know, it's a kit. You have like 6 bodies and then you have 300 heads and 20 different arms, and
yeah,
you can choose whatever you want. So that's kind of what that's what Wargame Atlantic, the box that he was recommending, has. So, and then of course, you know, you can find the stuff that I use, which is like turn-based STLs. You've got Black Powder, Red Earth, which we talked about before. Also, yep. Their minis and Spectre Operation, their minis. And so all those are pretty pretty easy to find and will work. Yeah, I mean,
the amount of people who do modern or near modern.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or 20th century history models is like,
yeah,
basically everyone.
And so, yeah, and again, like, you don't... Even if they use this, they apparently, because, you know, this is another thing that, you know, they're pretty good at doing this kind of thing, but basically your guy has, you know, they're using normal guns, but they're modified to shoot lasers instead of bullets, yeah, but they look like regular guns. So like this, they can say, hey, you know, well, this guy is carrying an M4. Well, but yeah, but actually it's not, it's blah, 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 because of Retech, I think he calls it, which is the using alien techs and stuff like that. So And I think, you know, I think that's pretty cool to have this kind of, you know, like, hey, this is what we're going to do. It's going to be, you don't have to worry. You can use your guys as they are. You don't have to worry about, you know, what they're going to really look like. Yeah, and blah, blah,
get,
blah.
Getting your historical based models, chopping them off and putting laser guns on their arms.
No, no, you don't have to. And then if you guys look a little bit more modern, you know, more future, like the Atlantic ones actually have guns that look a little bit more modern. Again, don't worry about it. You know, it works. Don't, you know, you can use it. It works. Whatever works for you. You can even probably use some Space Marines or whatever. I mean, it just, again, at this level, it doesn't really matter. And it's looking forward to it. We'll see.
It's not like Adam, Vincent, Tom are going to send someone around to your house for playing with the wrong minis.
Yeah. Be like, no, you cannot use that. So yeah. So what about your news, mister?
So we've what got a couple of little bits of basically today news. And
okay.
A little bit of how the weekend went. I didn't put on the news links. So we're going to do that bit first.
Okay.
So
let me just...
The new edition of 40K went up on pre-order on Saturday.
And did that go?
Yeah. It went well.
Ooh.
They put the queue back.
You didn't put it in.
I didn't, because there's not a news article for it.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought since it went well, they might actually have.
No. Games Workshop, they don't comment about how things go. They just comment about what they're going to sell you. they put the queue back.
Oh.
So, if you ordered in your local Warhammer store, you got to skip the queue, or the digital queue anyway. You had to queue up to the store's order point.
So what? So wait, I don't understand. So you have a code basically before you, because you order in a store, or how does that work?
No. So the stores have a terminal in that you can use to order from the Games Workshop website.
Okay.
But they've got priority. So they don't have to worry about the queue thing. So everybody else, when they logged on to gamesworkshop.com at insert local pre-order window open time here on Saturday, you'd get put into a queuing system.
Okay.
So once you got to the front of the queue, you had, I think it was 10 minutes to order stuff.
And limited for one per blah, 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 and all that.
Yeah.
Cool.
So because they've basically made nothing but Leviathan boxes for, I don't know, the past year, that all went smoothly. Everybody, I didn't see any people online going, I didn't get my box.
No, and I heard that they made like tons of those, apparently.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's only just sold out online on the Games Workshop web store.
Yeah, which is pretty unusual. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
I mean, they're still up on sale on eBay.
Just fucking ridiculous. I don't know how they can.
I'm pretty sure I saw one. Where was it?
They're still in the stores, right?
Let me find that. Where was it? I saw that yesterday.
I saw one that was like $14,000. Is that the £14,000 or like some crazy number?
eBay.co.uk item. Yes, it is £4,484.99.
Sure, yeah.
Oh, that's not even Leviathan. That's the Kill Team box.
Yeah, but, no, yeah. And this is what I was saying. Like, yeah, you can probably still, you will find them in stores. Like, I don't.
Yeah, there's, they're sold out on the web store.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody, you'll find. Yeah. I think everybody who wanted to get one has got one. A lot of the indies, at least over here, had. Mm-hmm. They might not have had as much stock as they wanted, but they had enough stock to cover basically all the orders they needed. They knew that they were going to need, and a couple of like people searching around online for the best deals, sort of stuff.
Yeah, from what they were saying and everything, I don't see. I'm hoping this guy is never going to sell it to that price. Because there is no reason for anyone to buy at that price.
No.
Because you will find them for sure into a store or something with like in the next. When is it coming? Like, is it pre-order? But when is it actually shipping?
It's pre-orders started on Saturday. There's still technically another week of pre-orders on it. So there's nothing on pre-order next weekend, because next weekend is still Leviathan pre-orders.
Are they gonna? Left. Well, this is my question: are they gonna just come back next week and say, "Hey, here's an additional 3,000 copies that
we found under kept the on sofa"?
Yeah. Well, no, but we kept on the side just for you guys to be make sure that you guys could get it and blah blah blah.
Well, no, the banner run across the top of Warhammer Community is Leviathan sold out online. Click here to find your local store to get it from them.
Which is what people should do. I mean, like I said, don't give your money to freaking stalker. They suck.
Don't give money to scalpers.
Yeah, scalpers. Sorry, yeah, they suck.
Or stalkers. Stalkers also stock.
Stalkers, so don't give them. But yeah, don't. They suck. Like it, they do it for a while, and you know, and it's.
It's basically their jobs.
Huh?
Some of them treat it as a job.
Oh no! Yeah, 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 yeah. They do like concert ticket and freaking the latest Nike shoes and whatever, and PlayStations and Xbox and whatever and. Yeah, and they should, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we were saying the other week that they'd put the confirmation of what was in the box up and, like, that the box was going to be on pre-order this week, and then, like, people were eBaying or starting lots on eBay for the individual kits before pre-orders would even up.
Seriously?
Yeah.
God damn it. Well, again, if you buy and you want just half of it and you sell the other half, I have no problem with that.
Yeah.
You know, like if that's what you're doing, but if you're just buying it to sell it a profit, then you're a dick. And that's it. I mean,
you are actual scum and should get in the sea.
Yeah. Yeah.
So here's hoping that they remember that they've got the Q button the next time the next Horus Heresy book goes on pre-order.
Yeah, that'd be good. But so, does the Q really make it impossible for scalpers, or they will have to
It just means that if you're quote-unquote camping the store page, when it goes live, you get put randomly into the queue.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So you've got as much chance as everybody else of being at the front of the queue and clicking the button when it happens. And then you can only buy one. So you've got to have five computers open in front of you.
Which and probably they
checking
do,
the queue on each of them. But instead of it being go time and going click, 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 down your row of devices.
Well, to or get using all the or using bots or yeah. using bots. You cannot use a bot if you're yeah.
You've got to wait like everybody else. So there's more of a chance that actual human people will get their hands on the thing.
Which is good. Yeah.
Which is good. A lot of the actual human people at my club have gone.
Did they get it? Most of them. No, you don't know.
The people who wanted it got it.
Okay.
A lot of the people who play 40K, like casually, were like,
"I don't know if I want. Not sure I want it.
Not sure I want it. Not sure I'm interested in the addition from the rules that have been put out at the moment." Because they've started putting the, what they're calling, index rules out.
Mm-hmm.
So the core rules are free, available, download online, which is good.
Yeah, I saw. Yeah, which is strange, but okay.
And there are free basic army lists for all the armies until their new books come out.
Okay.
They are being released in stages, a staggered release. So don't quite know like the fullness right this second. But yeah. It's happening. Cool. Some of the guys at my club are like,
"Not sure I want it."
And they've been poking at people who play other games. Just in a sort of, I want to keep my options open in case 40K turns out to not be what I want it to be.
Yeah, it's like we said, it's one of their biggest releases. I don't see it being an issue of them finding it, even if down the line they're like, "Oh, well, you know what? I might just get it and be like, oh, you cannot find it anywhere. It's gone."
I'm not a big 40K player, and I've not played 40K like properly for many, many years at this point. But like, even when Horus Heresy was using the exact same rule set as mainline 40K, and it was just, here's all the extra rules and units you get for all the heresy stuff, I'd occasionally have a game against a 40K army with my heresy army because they used the same rule set. So you could just go, right, this is it fits together all right.
Mm-hmm.
But I have, when 8th edition came out, and yeah, I think 8th edition was the last actual game of 40K I played. So given that there's been enough of a change of the rules for this one, I'm going to give it a couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to let the 40K guys at the club get their heads around it. I'll give it a go. Give it a fair shout. So I don't want to be the guy who sits here shitting on an entire rule set without having tried it.
Shit, I almost done this. Oh.
And speaking of new rule sets, the first actual link that we've got on the news is, because there's no new pre-orders next week, we're getting more previews of upcoming stuff on Warcom than we normally would.
Okay.
So today, we got the first bit of preview for the next match play season for Age of Sigmar. I'm going to say some words now, and you're going to look at the camera and you're going to smile and nod.
Give me a second. I am putting water effect on my base, and then I will...
Yeah. You don't need to be looking at the article. I'm just going to say words, and they're not going to mean a lot.
All right.
So this edition,
with this guy,
we've been all of our battles since third edition launched have been set narratively in the realm of beasts, which is called Gurth. The General's Handbook we had at launch all of our battles were set in the continent of Fondia. Last year's 6-month battle pack and this battle pack that we're currently in, 6-month battle pack, were set in the continent of Galae. And the next one that is coming up is set in, what's it called? Andor. Emerged from the claustrophobic tunnels into the icy tunnels of Andor. Which is going to be fun.
All I see is boxes. Stuff.
Yeah.
Is that what you're doing? Oh, Frozen and Andor.
There's stuff before that.
Okay, cool. General Handbook, Pitch Battle, blah, blah,
so,
blah.
So, each General Handbook has focused on a particular bit of armies. Mm-hmm. So the Thondia one was focused on monsters, so there was loads of stuff that you could do to monsters, and there was loads of anti-monster stuff to sort of keep it balanced, which ended up being that monsters were rubbish because the anti-monster stuff was really good. And then the previous one, we had Galician veterans. So they're like, right, we're going to make basic infantry the focus. And here's all the bonuses you get to be basic infantry. And here's all the bonuses you get to stop basic infantry from being too good. And the stuff to stop basic infantry from being too good was really good. So all your basic infantry basically came into contact with that and evaporated.
Okay.
And then the season that we're currently in is around champions. So small foot heroes. It's the name of the game at the moment. And as far as I can tell, it's relatively balanced. Well, so that's good. The downsides for the season that we're currently in is that the match play battle plans and much of the generic battle tactics for the season, because we're still in Galae, are the same as the previous season of Galae. So we're paying 30 quid for half a copy pasted rule book, blah 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 blah. I was like, yeah, okay. I can see where you're coming from.
Yeah. So I
so
think
this new one
yelling outside. You're gonna give me a second, I am gonna check.
Because I can hear that now.
Yep. Let me go check on my house. I'll be right back. Yep. It is seriously coming down.
It's definitely hailing.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but I'm checking because it's also raining like crazy. So, last time something like this happened, we had a flooding in our basement.
Yeah. You want to make sure your house is structurally sound, don't you?
So I went to check on those specific areas where I know we redid the well. We had to dig and blah, 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 and we did the well. But yeah, just wanted to check. So yeah.
Yeah?
Yep, all good. Sorry.
I don't know what I was saying. This next season is going to focus on wizards.
Okay.
So 9 wounds or less, unmounted, non-unique wizards will be the ones getting a load of bonuses. So we've got a lot of stuff previewed here, like if you go second in the battle rounds, one of your wizards can cast and unbind an extra spell. If you don't have any wizards, one of them can just get a free command point, which is nice. There's That's primal cool. magic that you can harness, but we haven't been told how. There's a new spell lore that you can choose your spell from. The spell there is pretty... This one spell that they previewed is pretty tasty. So it casts on a 2d6 roll of 8 or higher. You've targeted a friendly unit holly within 12 of you. You choose one of their melee profiles, roll a d3, and you can change either the hit to wound or the rend characteristic of that melee weapon to the dice roll. Mm-hmm. Considering that ones always fail. So if you roll high, you get to pick the rend and make it just cut through people's armor like that it's not even there. If you roll low, you get to pick either their to hit or wound roll. And just absolutely annihilate them with sheer number of weighted number of dice.
Cool.
And there's an artifact, so it lets you unbind magic as if you were a wizard. And if you successfully unbind something, you get to keep attempting to unbind something until you fail. So that sounds cool.
Okay.
And we're getting the normal suite of 12 new battle plans, 8 new battle tactics, and other stuff that will also have the new Regents of Renown, which is the boxes that you saw at the bottom of that article. Okay, these were previewed at Warhammer Fest.
Yeah, I remember seeing some of those.
So that's just... I think this is just we didn't have enough stuff that we could put in the article.
So we're just...
we're going to reiterate stuff that we already said. So yeah, I will probably end up getting Geryon's delegation because that's the Flesh Eater Courts one. I play Flesh Eater Courts. I want the new hero. And having another, 20 crypt ghouls. Yeah, it's 20 crypt ghouls and 6 knights as well as the new hero will end up being something cool and that I will probably end up using. I need some more knights anyway. So, yeah. That's that.
Yeah.
Right. My second bit. The Warhammer Instagram hit 50,000 followers, so they decided to reveal a new model. It's the Tyranid Death Leaper. 500,000 followers, even.
Alright.
So, cool. This is the Death Leaper that they are revealing. This is an advanced lictor form. It's for sneaking up on people and eating you. It's a big gribbly beastie.
Is that the one with the coat? Yeah, with the trench coat.
Yeah, it's a lizard with a cape, butt cape.
Yeah. Cool.
And they're doing a giveaway for it on the Instagram.
Nice.
I don't know if that giveaway will be done or not by the time this goes up, but the competition will be open for 7 days. Terms and conditions apply. So I'm going to say, if you're seeing this on the day of release, it's probably not still up. Unless JG gets on his editing and doesn't have to faff around with the audio this time.
And
all the other things.
Mostly work is what's kicking my ass, but
terms and conditions apply. Must be subscribed to the Instagram and comment on the giveaway post. It's open to residents worldwide, excluding Russia, Belarus, and Italy.
I'm guessing you have...
one entry per person. Open on Monday the 12th of June and run for 7 days. Closes on 11 a.m. PST on the 19th. I have commented on the post.
So you need to comment and be a subscriber to follower.
Follow the account and comment on the post.
All right. Which is fine. Which is not.
Yeah.
Which is not too bad. It's kind of easy to
do. Standard Instagram giveaway.
Yeah.
So that's my news. There's not been a lot of stuff in the workshop world because it's all been 10th edition all the time. And I don't care.
Well, unless okay. So GW, if you ever listen to this podcast, he doesn't care because he's not getting a freebie. So send him a freebie.
You know who did get a freebie? Box.
What?
Do you know who did get a freebie?
No.
Ash.
She did, finally.
They sent her a copy of Leviathan, and she's just got it all sprayed up. She's painted the Dreadnought. She has, however, painted the Dreadnought in the wrong chapter colours. She's painted up as an Imperial Fist, and as an Iron Warrior player, I have a deep and burning hatred for Imperial Fists and the colour the colour yellow. So you just need to see light and paint the rest of them as not Imperial Fists. Spears of the Emperor, pastel blue. Spears. Stab people. It's great. Yeah.
Well.
Right. Now what?
Cool. Well, how's you guys doing?
They've got... It's taken me this long to do 3 coats of red because I've had to do small amounts.
Speaking of red, I have a question for you.
Small amounts on my palette to stop it all drying out.
Blood Angel Red and Flesh Terror Red. Which one is darker? The flesh, huh? Because I literally look the same to me right now, but I know
Flesh Terror Red comes out slightly darker.
Yeah, it's dark. Yep, that's the one I want.
It's my little tester from when I did the secret project.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I got 4 shoulder pads. Much. I couldn't decide whether it would be better doing it, Blood Angels or Flesh Terror Red over silver or gold. So I just went, right, this bit's silver, this bit's gold, this bit's Blood Angels, this bit's Flesh Terror. Let's see.
Oh, actually, that just worked awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
So that's that.
Right.
Is that the show? Are we done?
Yeah.
Oh.
And... as the rain, of course, stops.
So I am seeing, at the moment, 1 hour and 2 minutes.
Yes.
But there's a little bit of waffle between when we pressed record and when we started. And
there's me running to
kill a spider. You had to run kill a spider, and then you had to run and make sure your house wasn't falling apart or flooded.
Now, I don't know if you can see it, because I don't want to tilt it, but it's got the...
your hand behind it.
It's got the water a little bit on the top and on the side.
Yeah.
So I put some water on this. And then so now that it's drying, I started on this nasty thing, which is a ghoul.
Oh, he looks horrid.
And I basically use Darko's Flesh, Voluptuous Pink,
yep,
and Flesh Terror Red, and he looks absolutely disgusting. So perfect. Yeah, and I will. So this one is pretty much done. I will do the base. I don't know what their eyes is. Pretty much black, so I don't even have to do the eyes. I'll probably put some blood in his mouth and like an actual, the other one, the blood red.
Blood for the blood god.
Blood, what is it? Blood Angel Red?
Yeah.
Because it is actually proper red. But yeah, and just sticking out and dripping, and yeah, that's fine. There we go. And it's pretty much done. So far they've been pretty easy to paint those. But yeah, really happy with my water thingy. And yeah, they're coming in nicely.
Nice.
So 1.5 done today. I'll finish the base later on. And I'm not sure how I'm going to do that base, but yeah.
So and I'm just going to pick this one dude up. So we've got helmet plumes, tabards, and capes so far.
Cool.
I think while I'm waiting for everything to upload, I'm going to do the weapon wraps, the belts, and like the tassely bits and the little bit of fur on the back while I'm doing that, because yeah, don't like it.
Well, thank you for coming. Sorry for the little issues. I'm hoping the rain and everything is not going to be too much of an issue in the background.
Send it over here. Send it to me. Give it to me. I want it. It's too hot.
Yeah, we don't. We're so done with freaking rains. Holy schmoly, those are getting bigger. Looks, sounds like the hails are getting bigger. They were about, yeah, like this big. Yeah, a good, you know, five millimeter, like the size of the magnet in there, roughly. Like a decent bowl. From the sound of what's going outside, I'm guessing they're getting slightly bigger. But yeah, thank you for coming. Thank you for listening, people. And yeah, we hope to see you on the next one. And have fun.
Yeah, we've got some videos coming out as well. So watch them when they come out.
Yeah, I'm going to try to get those done this week as well. All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye.